A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads, generally, for most people, are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi guys, you're very welcome to the Teas and Seas Apply podcast. My name is Chelsea.
And my name is Tygan. This episode is for everyone who's ever waved and said thank you to the bus driver as you're getting off the bus. Because today we are talking about the Teas and Seas of planes, trains and automobiles.
I can't get that out of my head now.
What?
The old lady on the bus.
Bye. Oh, go on, you have a story.
Do you not know what that is?
No. Well, I remember you telling me the story, so you might as well go again with it.
Oh my God, it was the funniest video to ever come across the internet. I don't care what anybody says. So it's a video that came out years ago of this elderly lady that was on a bus. I don't know if it was in the UK somewhere. I can't remember. Maybe it was in Ireland. I honestly can't remember where it was. But I think it was the UK. And she was getting off the bus. She's obviously a regular on the bus and she was getting off the bus and she's just like, bye bus driver, and he's like bye, and then it's just literally back and forth, tit for tat, going bye bye, but every time she says bye she gets higher and higher, so she's like bye. I swear to God, have to show you, it's the funniest shit ever.
If anyone has seen
anybody seen that video,
send it on, because
it's too funny.
Take about 10 hours for Chelsea
the second
to find
you
out.
Said it, you were like, to everybody who has waved at the bus driver, I was like, That's that lady.
Or thanked him. Thanks very much. Thanks.
Yeah, she's like, thanks bus driver, bye.
Imagine if you had that every time, like whatever your job is. You just had someone thanking you every time you did something.
It's nice to be nice, you know.
Yeah. But anyway, that's what we're looking at today. We're talking about planes, trains, automobiles. And then, of course, we are on our second last time of having to do the Love Island Roundup.
This is actually our last time. Really.
Why will there not be the update of the winners?
Next week. I suppose you could have actually. Yeah, no, it's a lie. That's a lie. Okay, second last.
She's trying to short you before the most important episode, the one where I actually talk about the winners.
Last week will be the last segment of my Love Island corner.
Yeah, we're in the penultimate stages, lads. We're nearly done.
Do you know what? When Love Island's over, that's when you know summer's over. That's the way.
Don't be saying that now.
I'm being serious though, because summer is like Love Island Central. It starts in June. Do you know what I mean? You're like, it's just, it takes up your whole summer. And now, when it's over, you're like, oh, back to reality. Well, and next thing you know, schools are back, college is back. It's, you know.
Look, I'm not going to lie. I can't wait for it to be over, mostly because on the podcast, it gets replaced by our DIY section where we give you weekly updates.
Yes, I am here for it.
I can't wait. So actually, like, a lot of you will be probably staying on for the rest of the podcast now again. You won't be tuning out halfway through. No offense. Some people are Love Islanders, some people aren't.
Yeah, excuse me. I would like to point out, you have been watching it lately.
Yeah, I've been dragged into it a little bit more.
Dragged in? It's where he's being held against his will. He comes into the living room voluntarily and watches it now.
Because I know she enjoys having me there. For,
oh,
you know.
Please, pish posh.
She likes having someone cuddling her. That's what it is. And like, I'd be horrible if I wasn't. No, I'm not going to do it tonight because I'm editing the podcast. So like, you know, you're going to have to.
But deep down, Tig, that's going to eat you alive.
Oh, it will eat me
alive.
I'm going to be in here
watching Love Island, and he's going to be in the office across the way, and he's going to hear Love Island in the background and go, oh, I wish I was watching it. Although you'll probably go upstairs like you did last two times.
Yeah, it was way more enjoyable.
And then I go upstairs and find them. Yeah,
conked out after finishing my editing. I was delighted.
The last two times I have gone upstairs. The last two times Tyga's gone upstairs to do the editing because it's quieter, it's more peaceful, whatever, right? The last two times I've gone up, he's just passed out. He's like so exhausted after editing the podcast, because to be fair, like with the main podcast, there's a lot more to do in editing, whereas I only have to do Patreon. Like let's call it spits. It's piss easy, but you were taking the harder one.
Yeah, there's a lot more work involved with
you. But chose to take the main podcast, though.
I'm all right with that. But speaking of Patreon, we have another fantastic episode up there now, episode 35 as well, I think.
35.
Is it 35 or 36? Anyway, the previous Patreon episode, since we are talking about DIY as well, Chelsea walks us through what it felt like for her having to work in the house hungover last weekend.
Absolute torture. He gave me the easiest job to do. All I had to do was sand the door frames. That's all I had to do was sand door frames. Chelsea couldn't even do that. That's how shook I was. Tyga was in the bathroom and they were pulling up radiators, and they were pulling up pipes, and they were doing all the hard grafting. I was that shook that I actually was holding on to one door while trying to sand the other one. My whole body, I had the shakes. Tyga was like, get something into ya, drink some water, do this, do that. And I was like, no.
Yeah,
I'm
you're
fine.
So stubborn. I'm fine. I'm trying to cure you.
And every
right
time
now.
Tyga walked away, I was like, I'm not fine. I'm genuinely going to die here.
So yeah, if that sounds like a bit of you, feel free to check it out. It is linked in the bio.
I'm going to put that out there. That day, DIY was not a bit of me. I wasn't feeling any of it. Every other day of the week, no bother. But that day, I just wanted the ground to open up and swallow me whole.
But go check it out. Our Patreon is linked in our bio. You can find it on our Instagram, all over the place. It's linked in our YouTube. Just go check it out. Have a look at it. See what you think. If it's a bit of you.
If it's a bit of you.
Right, let's get into this. Okay. The topic at hand. When I first said it to you, you were like, how are you going to make this funny? This is the dry topic ever.
I was just like,
It's topical. It's topical at the moment.
It's topical, but it ain't funny.
Well, give me a couple of minutes once I explain how it's topical, and then you can see where I'm taking with the humor.
Right. Okay. Hit me.
So it's topical at the moment because one, you had the whole Dublin airport fiasco that was going on all of the summertime, where you queues for 2-3 hours because, you know, they'd gotten rid of a load of people after COVID and then realised actually people still want to go on holidays apparently, so we need all that staff
it's
back.
It's the fact that they didn't actually just rehire. But anyway,
you've the whole baggage handling issues, Aer Lingus staff not being around, France is striking continuously, so like there's a lot going on there.
Is the UK on strike for some sort of transport? Is it the trains?
That's
or
the rail. So I was getting onto that next. You know, when it comes to the rail system at the moment, the UK, you've got the rail unions, they're striking, which I'm like, fair enough, I've got no issue with that. You've got over in Ireland, you had the Dart fiasco the other day.
What was the Dart fiasco?
So there was the Bray air show was on. Mm-hmm. It's like all planes and stuff like that, and this has been scheduled for an annual thing.
Yeah.
And the Dart, like, which would transport most people out to Bray for it.
Mm-hmm.
They like didn't put on enough trains. There was issues at the platforms. At some stage, there was like one of the darts was left on the track, stagnant, like at a platform for like 2 hours.
Oh,
people
really?
Started fainting.
Oh, stop!
To the point.
Oh, so that's because of the extreme heat.
So it was really warm. So in the end, people started like pulling open the doors and just walking along the track.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it got
Jesus.
Out of hand. Well, the way it was reported, it made it look like people were unruly, that they were like, oh, Dart system shut down because of people on track. And you're like, Dart system shut down because the Dart was all over the place and they hadn't planned for it. Stop making this look like the public were at fault.
Yeah.
It was the Dart. And then buses recently, there's been like a load of cancellation and stuff. So, I mean, it's topical. It's topical.
No, it is. I completely agree with you. Mm-hmm. It is topical.
Let's try and see it from a humorous side.
Is it entertaining, though?
Well, look.
Questionable.
What I've done now is I've taken some little tiny details about each of those. And I've tried to give it a spin and like things that I noticed.
Okay.
And it'll either be funny or it won't. Some of it will be
We're
having a bit of a rant.
So, go on.
But like, you know, I feel like it'll work. Okay. So I want to take in a journey. We're going, if I could turn down the lighting, I would, so it comes down on me here. I'm going to take in a journey of what it's like to go through an airport and the standard stuff you see along the way that would just frustrate you at times.
Okay.
Little pieces, right?
Give you the ick.
Give you the ick. And just little things you're like, that wouldn't happen anywhere else in the world.
Okay.
Yep. Right? Because airports, they stand alone. Like, there's no other place in the world like an airport.
Right.
Right?
Yep.
First off, most of them are in the middle of bloody nowhere.
Yeah.
Right? So getting is an absolute nightmare.
Mm.
Right? For example, I go into Stansted at the weekend, right? It's about 45 minutes from anything. And, like, you always get a flight in Stansted for, like, a tenner. Because it's going to cost you about 200 to get out back out anywhere.
That's ridiculous.
It was standard enough. But that's not the issue I have when it comes to arriving at the airport. My first, like, nitpicking kind of section is when it comes to security. I've got no problem with airport security. I've got a problem with all the feckin' idiots that use it. You know who I'm talking about. It is the people who arrive at security who have done nothing to help get through it.
Yeah, that frustrates the shit out of me. Like,
they haven't packed their stuff into 100ml bottles and put them into their clear bags. They're wearing about 50 things with zippers on them.
Yeah.
And they're clueless.
That's the thing that annoys me. They're not clueless. They're well aware of what the rules and regulations are of security in airport. And they still wait until the last minute, until they're actually at the conveyor belt of putting up their luggage and going, hold on one second, and they're just pulling shit out. You're like, dude, why haven't you got this done? Like, why are you like, this is why there's like such long queues in the airport and insecurity, because of knob jockeys like that.
good term for it there. Like, it's just like, we were in Luton the other day and I couldn't help but like have these people ingrained in my brain as well. Oh my god, can't I get my loca? And he was walking there and he hadn't taken a laptop out of the bag or whatever. Oh, I didn't realize I need to take my laptop out of a bag. I didn't realize it might.
It's not even that there's signs everywhere. There is, like, there's one or two signs, but it's plastered on a screen, like a flat screen TV throughout the queue. So every time we turned a corner in the queue, there was a flat screen TV in front of you, basically telling you, have you got these items outside of your bag? Have you got this, that? Like, it literally gives you a massive checklist, and there's still people that go to the very fucking end of the queue and go, I didn't realize I had to take that out. Are you blind?
They're only just getting there and they're taking off their jewellery and stuff. And like,
if you're like me,
and I know you are because I've seen you inside in the airport, you and me are very similar. Like, we dress as if we are going through the security.
Yeah.
You won't find a single zip.
No.
You won't find any jewellery on. It's all put away in a bag or whatever. Mm-hmm. Like, it is bare minimum. We want to get through there quick. Yeah. And yet every single time when you're going to an airport, I get pulled for something. And I'm like, I don't know what it is.
Wasn't the last time your shoes?
My shoes!
My shoes! Both ways.
Twice!
So he got pulled for his shoes going over and pulled for his shoes going back.
I should wear flip flops going to the airport this time because it's just going to be me feet, like.
Yeah.
And like, what are they going to pull my feet for drugs? Where am I hiding it? Where's the cocaine? Is it between my toes? Is it?
We were going grand, turning around, Tiger's gone. I was like, where the fuck is Tiger gone? And here pulled, he was.
Gone for the cavity search.
Dying laughing because after my like complete panic of trying to grab not only my stuff, but then I was like, shit, okay, he's after being pulled. I'm going to have to try and pull all of Tiger's stuff. So I pulled all Tiger's stuff and I kind of came away from the crowd. I was sorting out our bags. I just looked over and Tiger's just sitting there on a chair taking off his shoes, but
you know what the worst bit I have about this, right? And this is the last bit about security I'm going to give out about.
Did they ask you questions like, have you got any contraband on you?
No, there's not. It's just a security check. I'm like, it's always a security check. It's just one of a random swabs. I'm like, they need to change the setting on those random swabs because it's about one every three people.
But obviously it's not a random because the machine set it off. So when you walk through
it. Yeah, but you see, they have to have a random one every so often because if it doesn't pull anyone for ages, maybe the machine's broken. So you have to pull someone randomly every so often.
I don't get that.
Look, I don't
that
know.
That makes no sense.
Anyway, the last piece that I have about this, right, is that like I've gotten so wired in because of my years travelling to and from London and stuff that like I stopped doing it now. But like for a while before I'd even get to the security or whatever, I would take my shoes off and I used to put them into the baskets, right?
Do you know what? I've actually seen a few people do that.
I used to do that religiously until I got pulled for it at Cork one time. Because I had done it. I was like, right, shoes off, bang. I'm going to put them into the into my, whatchamacallit, into the little tray, you know? And one of the people at security was like, you don't need to take your shoes off. You can wear them. And it's like, but I've always taken my shoes off. Think about London airports and all those. Mm. And they're like, why? I was like, because they need to go. They're like, why? I was like,
I don't know.
And they're like, your shoes made out of bombs? Well, you don't need to take your shoes off.
I'm actually going to put my hand up and say, Sean, if you're listening to this, my brother, if you're listening to this, Sean will back me up on this. When we first started traveling to the UK together, the two of us did the exact same thing. We took off our shoes. And there were three times in 1 year that I traveled to the UK, and every single time I took off my shoes. And no one said jack shit to me.
Yeah, well, it's one of those ones that's like, when you think about it, it makes so much sense.
It does.
Why are you taking off your shoes?
What? Unless it's got metal in it. Unless they've got like buckles and like that. Then yes, you would take off your shoes. But other than that, no, you've no reason to take off your shoes. Anyway. But I'd be wearing Converse and I'd be like, I need to take them off.
Anyway, so after the stress of getting through security, getting all of your stuff back together, all that, where do you end up next?
The duty free.
You end up in duty free in the lounge, right? And the airport is amazing for one thing. It is the only place in the world where it is completely and utterly normal to start drinking at 5 and 6 in the morning.
Standard, like
you are not looked down on or shamed in any way for having an airport pint at 6 in the morning. In fact, most people now take a photo of it and they're like, oh, airport pints, holiday pints, blah, 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 blah. You know, and like, it is openly encouraged. The people in duty free that work there, I genuinely think that they must get some sort of promo code for selling more alcohol in airports.
Easy.
There must be like some, like, you know, what's it called? Like
commission.
They must be on commission.
Yeah.
Because these people, they are practically pushing the alcohol. Like, you know, if you work in a normal shop, you've no real interest. Like, not you have no real interest, but like, you know, people are going to come by, whatever.
Yeah, you won't push it as.
In airports, they are like, oh, you'd love this. You'd love that. Go on, there's no duty on it.
Yeah.
And like, we were traveling to the UK last weekend and like, we were like, oh, we'll get one bottle of gin now for, as a gift for the people we're staying with and whatever, Irish gin and all this stuff. We got to the counter and then they were like, you know, the UK no longer in the EU means that there's no duty on it. And we're like, what? I'd like to completely take it back. And they were like, go get more. Like, they were opening,
like,
get
more alcohol. She was like, so encouraged. She was like, you need to go and get more alcohol. And you can bring four?
8 liters.
8 liters. And she was like, so it's 4 per person, like.
Yeah, was it 4 per person? Was it eight per person?
No, it was 4 per person.
Look, anyway, it didn't matter. They were like, get all of it. Get all the alcohol you can. It's duty. And like, every single employee, it wasn't just her at the counter. Mm. Every single employee was like, you can take 4 liters now. No duty going to the UK. They're not in Europe. Go on.
What was it before that? Before the 4 liters?
It was like 1 or 2. It was like half
really?
As much.
I didn't even know that. I didn't even know.
But like, they are just, they, it's almost like they love their job. They really are like, get all of the alcohol. And like, that's,
you think about the amount of people. Like, I'm not being funny. I would hate, I love people. I'm a people's person, but I would hate to work in the airport. Because you have to, I feel like, because you come into contact with so many like people in a day, you think of all the flights that go every single day. I'm like, you have to be on your A game every single second of that day working shift.
You do, but I think you're also dealing with happier people. Generally, if you're going into an airport, you're already in holiday mode.
You are in holiday mode, yeah, but then you have like the nagging ants like.
Ah, but they're not buying that much alcohol.
Ah, oh, you don't know.
I don't know. Anyway, they always just seem to be in a great mood for me. So big shout out to those people. But like, yeah, so you're there with your extra bags of like alcohol. You're going on the plane with your other ones. And then this is the next part that catches me, right? I find it mental at the gate, right? Particularly like some Ryanair, because I'm always on the cheap flight. So I'm cheapskate like that. Like, you have your 10 kg bag, right?
Mm-hmm.
If they decide on that day they're going checking the bags, they, like, if you are oversized or whatever, and they're like, oh, that's too big, they'll give you like an opportunity to like sort stuff out. They'll sit there and they'll watch you take out your bag and put on about 10 layers of clothes in front of them and then squish the bag back into their little 10 kg carrier check, whatever. And then you go, there you go. And you're there like Joey from Friends when he's got all of Chandler's clothes on.
What do they do with the suitcases that can't be bulked down?
Oh, then that has to go under the plane and they charge you for the big bag going underneath.
Nah, motherfuckers.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, like it's brutal. They'll catch people all the time. But loads of people, like especially if you've got like a sports bag, they'll just take out little clothes and they'll be like, there you go. Now it fits. And like they're like, okay, you can go on, carry it on. You know, as soon as they get through that, they are taking off all those clothes and putting it back in the bag again. Yeah. It's just pointless. Like, what's the point? What is the
Completely
point?
Completely pointless doing that. Oh,
yeah, it makes me giggle. Anyway, so that's where we are in our journey so far. We've gotten to the gate. We've had our airport points. We're feeling happy. We're in a good mood. Get through, booked in, going on to the plane, right? And every single pilot always sounds the exact same as the flight starts.
Yeah.
And I don't know, is this
talk so fast?
Is this a criteria that pilots have to have in doing the long pauses but making noise the entire time?
Yeah.
Where it's like, welcome to F496217 from Belfast straight to Dublin. It's looking like clear weather today. We should take about 25 minutes to get from Dublin to Belfast. Runway's looking to be cleared in about 10-15 minutes time. We'll let you know when we are landing in Belfast. Just like that. Why is that the criteria?
That's actually very accurate. Why?
Could you imagine?
That was very accurate.
Could you imagine any other profession doing that?
No.
Imagine if you were inside the doctors, right? And the doctor was giving you bad news, but he was using a pilot-style approach to giving it. Welcome to the intensive care unit, Mr. O'Donovan. You seem to have collapsed overnight and you spent 7 hours in a short
Why
coma.
Why is your doctor English?
Listen, stop. I'm in the middle of a story.
Reports say that you were after collapsing after 7 hours and that you have been in a coma overnight. Rumour has it that you got hit by a skateboard in the genitals. We've removed the testicle.
What was that?
That's him signing off. Click out. You wouldn't have it.
No, you wouldn't. You went from an English accent to an Australian accent there very quick.
Listen, back that was because I got
distracted.
Distracted in the middle of my story. Disturbed. Yeah, okay. But like, you wouldn't get an inner
It's
drops.
The same with trains, though. It's the same with train announcers.
I feel like they're different.
They talk ridiculously fast.
But they're different in the sense that they don't have to do the like little noise in between. You know the ones. The pilots do
No, I know exactly what you're on about.
But
yeah.
I feel like with train drivers, so I actually have this wrote down, that train conductors have more of a monotone voice.
What do you mean monotone?
Right, I'm going to go back to the English accent now, because the only time that I really think about this is it's like, it's in like the London Underground. Mm. Okay? So it'd be like, welcome
to the Michael Lee line from
Well, I've gone Australian now. You put me off with the Australian comment earlier. Flip a neck. I need to get Cockney. Sorry. get back into the swing of things here. Right.
Welcome onto the Bikaloo line from Wembley down to Elephant and Castle.
It's all like monotone. We should be departing at 15:22. Make sure clear the lines. Yeah, they're just all really monotone. I have to stop myself because I know I'm going back to the Australian accent. Right, but they don't do the ands, but they are completely monotone.
Yeah,
like it's like that Forward Head episode where it's like, do you want a really plain, boring voice, father? Like that one.
Yeah.
But I can't help but feel that they've missed a trick here.
What's the trick?
And there's a group of people out there, everyone knows them, that they should be the train conductors because they would make train journeys so much more interesting.
Right.
It's the group of lads that work at fairgrounds on the waltzers.
Oh my God. Could you want to go faster?
I was going to say, welcome to the Dublin and Cork 1526. And your background music is all the time. We're going to be going around very quick. New York, leave it in 2 minutes. Scream if you want to go faster. Could you imagine those train journeys?
They'd be epic.
Oh my God. You would be having the time of your life.
Yeah.
Absolute time of your life.
I completely agree with that one.
Do you know? So I think like Éireann Róid Éireann, get on to the boys now, because you know they're busy during the summer. Every other time of the year, come on, October, I want to hear the Walter lads inside on that train. Yeah. Okay, that's just for me personally. What else do I have about them? Oh yeah, this is another random one about trains while we have it. Okay, and it's not something you really experience in Ireland. I don't think so anyway. But anyone who's been in London or in any busy places where they've got like an underground or just busy trains that are always jammers.
Yeah.
Right. I have an issue with the passengers who always, without fail, take out a book and pretend that they're better than us. The people that on a train.
I think that's a bit of a stretch to say. I'm not talking. No.
I'm not talking about like the long train journeys that are an hour or two, where you're like, oh yeah, fine. Like, you know, you're going to be on a train for 2 hours, read a book, whatever. I'm talking about the people who are like, I'm going to be 2 minutes on the tube line. I'm going to get out my book here and read in front of everyone, right? Like, it frustrates me.
Why?
Because it's just like, what are you going to do? Get through two paragraphs?
They're just reading.
Yeah, but who? Oh, I'm just going to read. I'm trying to think of a reading like posh book now, like something like
Pride and Prejudice or something.
How to look intelligent in front of other people for dummies. That book, like, you know, just reading it, like, you know, you're going to get to a page before your next stop.
Yeah, but sure, what's wrong with that?
But why? Like, why don't you? Can't you just be miserable like the rest of us on your morning commute? Just stand up, hold on to it for dear life, have that awkward little shuffle when it starts moving at the start, and have the awkward little smack again when it, like, pulls in. Don't, in the middle, just go, oh, I'm just going to pull out a book even though I'm wedged against the window. Stop trying to pretend you're better than us because you can read, okay? Just
with a wedge against the window.
You've never experienced that. Have you been in London Underground?
I was just about to say, when we were in London.
Oh,
in October
that's
last
not
year,
wedged though. That's not wedged.
Yeah, but there was a stop where it became extremely wedged when we were coming back from London.
Oh, maybe.
And I was glued to this, literally, I was glued to the door.
Yeah. So imagine that, right? You're there, right? Your face is crammed against the window. And then
I'm just going to pull out my book.
Yeah,
here.
Out of your inside coat pocket, you're just going to go, oh, I'm going to read Noam Chomsky there now, whatever. You know, I'm going to just have a look at that.
I think there's nothing wrong. If you're that kind of person.
Stop being so pretentious. That's what I'm saying.
That takes out your book for 2 minutes. You do you. You do you, boo. All right? Don't mind people like him, okay? He's just snowy.
I'm snouty. I'm trying to bring those people back to earth.
Do you know what annoys me about people on public transport? And this is all public transport. Trams, trains, fucking Lewis's, whatever you call them, buses, I don't care. What irks me the most about public transport is when you're on a bus or you're on a train or whatever, a tram or anything like that, and you would see an elderly person or a pregnant woman or something like that come on the train or come on the bus or wherever you are. You continue to sit there looking at that person standing. You don't bother your hole to get up and be like, you know, have my seat. I'm well capable to stand. Take a seat. Now, a lot of people would be like, no, I'm fine. I might fucking take an insult to it because that happened to me before. I was on literally the Lewis from the Houston station up to St. James's one day, and a pregnant woman came on the Lewis and I was absolutely jam packed. And I seen her come on and I was like, oh, like, would you like to take my seat? I was like, I don't mind. She was like, no, do I look like I'm incapable to stand? Now, which is, look, it's fine. Some people just take, you know, just take an insult to it. And I was like, oh, okay. I was like, no, I was like,
I didn't mean any harm.
I was just genuinely just trying to be nice. I was like, if you don't want it, that's completely fine. That's no problem. But I'm like, majority of people will be so appreciative of you being like, you know what? Thanks a million for getting up. That shows you're a kind person. Don't be the asshole on public transport and not move when you see someone like that isn't as well advanced as you are or at an advantage as you are to be able to stand. Like, get up. Okay? Just get up. Have manners and just get up. Because I see it all the time and it irks me. It really, especially when I'm up in Dublin. Because sometimes I wouldn't drive. I'd get the train or something like that. And it genuinely just gives me the biggest ick. Because I'm like, you were literally just portraying, like, you're all the same. You're all the same. You're all just showing me how fucking rude you are. Get up. Like, if you can stand, get up. I know it's a long trip, but it's going to be a longer trip for that person than it is going to be for you. So, anyway, that's my rant over.
That's your rant over.
Yeah, I had to get that off my chest. Like,
well, since we're on buses, I'm going to give you my last 2 points about this. One of them is actually not really more so to do with buses. It's just a thing in general that I think, do you know what? You should own it. The first one, though, genuinely is a bus thing I noticed. Right. Not long journeys on buses. Now, not the ones where you're in a bus for over an hour or 2 hours, generally, like not a big one. We're talking about the small city ones or like the city link kind of ones.
Yeah, yeah.
There is always at least one crazy person on them.
Oh, yeah.
There's always one.
When you say crazy, do you mean crazy or do you mean like super loud, super...
You're either going to have super loud or like that's like, you know what I mean.
Yeah, I know exactly.
Fidgety
what you mean.
Or whatever.
Yeah.
And I would just like to
that
say...
That looks dodgy.
if you're looking around the bus and you can't see the crazy person, it's
probably you. You're probably always, the crazy person.
Always
the
case.
Yeah, but now that you say it, I'm noticing a lot more that like when you're on public transport, there's always one...
There's always one.
I want to be careful.
There's always one.
I am not crazy.
And the last point I have now, this is more of a general in public thing, but mostly seems to always happen on public transport.
Go on.
And I think young men, or not young, but like men in their late 20s, early 30s, when this happens, because it only happens to men.
Okay.
I think you need to own this responsibility. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Because it helps a person out big time, right? You know what I mean. When there's a mother who's got a couple of kids, or maybe it's just one kid, who's being disruptive, I'm on public transport, or it might be in a shop, I don't know, but generally it's public transport because it's more meaningful. And the kid won't cop on and is just being loud and annoying and just isn't listening. When it's just a mother by herself, they will point out you, the single man over there, and go, stop it now, because the man will come over and he'll take your book away, he'll take your crayons, he'll take your little Nintendo DS. Stop it, stop being bold. The man over there, the man is going to come and you'll take it away. You probably don't
know exactly what you're talking
about there,
yeah.
Right? I remember mom saying that to me as a kid.
I think every mom said that.
But it has only recently, kind of in the last year or two, happened to me where I am now the man, right? And I'm just going to put it out there for all the men who this happens to, own the responsibility. Give the mother a little wink to know, I get what you're saying, and I want you to look that child in the eye and I want you to slightly intimidate them.
Put the fear of God into them.
I want you to be like,
Don't scare them.
I want to just give that little bit
that
of...
That can be mentally scarring to a child, Ty.
Yeah, but they'll cop on in public, won't they?
That could be mentally scarring. That poor child would probably be terrified of men for the rest of their lives.
No, they'll be fearful of the man. The man is going to come. He's going to take your DS away. Just give... All you have to do is give the little head tilt, look through the eyebrows and just let them know. That's right.
I'm the man. That's quite disturbing. Oh, my God.
So yeah, just on public transport, I feel like take responsibility, be the man.
Oh my God.
You know, make that mother's life easier.
Jesus Christ.
And that, my dear, is everything I've got to say about public transport.
Well, I want to say that I hope that anybody who has missed out on all the holidays and all the vacays and all that sort of crack with the past two and a half years, I hope you're out there and I hope you're soaking up all the sunshine wherever you are, out exploring, being adventurous, going on all the holidays and catching up on all the good times that you missed out on. Let us know where you've been, where you're going, or where you're planning on going. We want to know.
Yeah, tell us. And what are your little icks and annoyances about transport, whether it be planes, trains, or automobiles?
Let us know. If you've got any tips for travel, or whether it be planes, trains, or automobiles. Any tips, let us know, because we plan on going and doing a bit of traveling as well. So any tips would be greatly appreciated.
Right. And on that note, let's cut to commercials and we'll be back with the Love Island update.
Yeah.
Oh, you lot thought we were joking when we said we're going to get jerseys made. Boom. Check these bad boys out.
Boom.
Look at them. They're so colourful.
They're class.
They're like a 90s throwback.
They are 90s vibes. These are giving me Saved by the Bell vibes.
Yeah, all made courtesy of D-Armor Sportswear. If you want to go check out their products, you can do that. Their website is linked down below. And you can go and ask them for your own kit if you want to get something made. But if you want to see us wearing these in action, you can check out our YouTube video where we take part in Midland's Fittest Families.
Superstars.
Okay, we're not really superstars though. But you can still check it out.
You can still check it out though.
Anyway, go back to the video. Boom.
Let's go.
Right, Chelsea. Penultimate week. What is the update with Love Island?
Do you know what, Tyke? It's been a bit dry.
Well, no. I feel like...
Do you know what? It's because it's coming to the end of it now. You're going to have your... Like, you're not going to have bombshells. You're not going to have...
Drama.
Not really. You're not going to have major drama. Now, there was been a little bit of drama, but nothing that to be like, kind of, you know what I mean? Yeah. Nothing that's
This is all the settled
shocking.
Stage. Everyone's
it's
in their couples.
It's a settled stage. All the couples that you know aren't going to last. They've all been just like given the boot, like, do you know what I mean? But we are in the final week. It's the final days of the final week. You've basically got your settled couples that are in there now. But I'm going to recap from... So we are recording this on Wednesday. I'm going to go back to last Tuesday from when you last heard from me.
Right.
So since our last
And I
episode,
let you run straight through it.
Yeah. So, believe me, it'll be a quick... You know.
Oh.
So since our last podcast... We've had Summer and Billy were sent home.
Good.
Okay. Now, obviously, people listening to this have been like, I know, because you've obviously watched the episode, but I'm just giving a debrief of the people that haven't watched the episode. Okay. So, Summer and Billy are gone home. Kapoof, they're gone. We had four new bombshells. So, I was teasing that last week. I was like, oh, we might be having bombshells. So, we had four new bombshells at the time. We had Lacey, we had Natalia, we had Jamie and Reese. So we had four new bombshells all in one night. And then once they came in, each of them were able to take one person on a date. So Lacey brought Deji, which everybody was like, fucking, yeah, go on,
good
Deji.
Shout.
About time. It was very much like a Danica situation. Everyone was rooting for Deji to find someone. Natalia brought Adam, which Paige was not happy about. Jamie brought Danica. Again, we were rooting for Danica. Go on, girl. But Jamie went in there with eyes only for Danica. He was like dead set.
Makes sense.
And Reese brought Ekansu. Yeah. So kind of like the dates went well. While they're on the dates, Ekansu point blank told Reese, I'm basically
it ain't
practically
happening.
In love with Davide. Nothing's going to happen here. But you're a nice guy. Wish you all the best kind of thing. Which, fair play to her. She set him straight from the off. She didn't play into it and run like that. Danica's date went really well. Her and Jamie really, really vibed. Lacey and Deji, again, kicked off great. Great chemistry, great connection, all that sort of stuff. So, and then we had, who else did we have? Oh, we had Natalia and Adam. One thing I have to say about Natalia, first of all, she gave me just like an kind of feeling. Like when she walked in, she was very cocky confident. Now, I am all for people having confidence. I root for people having confidence. But don't be a cockhead. Like, don't shove it in people's faces of how confident you are. Because then I'm like, you're just being arrogant then. And it's not attractive whatsoever. And that's the kind of attitude she walked in. Lacey went in with a confident attitude, but she was a super sweet girl. She was nice. Whereas Lacey just went in there, I'm here to take your man kind of situation. I'm better looking. I'm this, I'm that. Yeah, I just didn't like her attitude. Did not like her attitude whatsoever. But anyway, all the dates went well, moving on. Then Davide like brought the girls on a tour on the villa. And when they went to the terrace, like, again, this is her first day. When Davide was giving the girls the tour, when they went up to the terrace, like, before even speaking to the girls, she made a snide remark about Ekansu. Basically, when they came to the door of the terrace, she was like, should I crawl on the terrace kind of thing? It seems to be a thing around here. Like, to Davide, like, she knew what she was at doing that.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean? She played into it. It's just, yeah, it just, nah. I didn't like her attitude. She was very, like...
Her style was a bit...
Sabotage. That was her style. It was
maybe
very...
that's what you kind of have to do at that
late
stage.
I understand
game,
that, but again, this was before she even spoke to any of the girls.
Yeah.
Do you get what I'm saying? They just don't... Again, don't be an arrogant arsehole. Then we move on to Wednesday night. So it continued on from the first night of the bombshells coming in. India, God love her. India mistakenly called Dammy Deji. This isn't, this is not the first time this happens as well. After Adam had his date with Natalia, it's like he kind of had like a bit of an epiphany. Now, to be fair, while there were, he was on his date with Natalia, she was very full on. She was very like, oh, when we got out, like, you know, you're going to be my PT, because he's a PT trainer. And she was like, you can be my PT trainer. And he's kind of like, oh, relax. Like, we've only been on for one date. Like, and she was like, oh, I'm going to get a second date kind of thing. Like, and he was like, oh, you seem really sure about that kind of thing. Like, do you know what I mean? He was just like, it's like he was going to
slow down.
Yeah, he was kind of like,
steady.
He was kind of taken aback at all the stuff that she was throwing at her on the first date. So when he came back to the villa, like that night, he practically made things exclusive a page. He was like, I had the date with her, you know, she's a nice girl, whatever, but I'm set on you. Like no one's like you. Yeah, she's a pretty girl. She's this, she's that. But what I have with you is more special. There's a proper connection. We understand each other, stuff like that. So fair to some luck. He was open to getting to know Natalia. He didn't shut her down straight away in the date. But him going on the date kind of made him realize what he had with Paige, which is fine. So once that was done, I'm kind of skipping over bits now because you don't need to know the ins and outs. But once that was done, he then set Natalia straight, being like, I'm set on Paige. I wish you the best of luck. That was pie number one. That was Natalia's pie number one. Also, I want to say one thing about Paige, what I'm talking about her. There's something I'm noticing. I don't know, people watching this or hearing this, let me know if you think the same. But Paige's attitude has changed a bit since Jack's left. So it's gone very sour. It's gone, she's not really much of a girl's girl, I don't think, anymore. She's gone very, like, how do I say it? Do you ever, like, see things happen and then you kind of have this girl that's, like, giving that kind of, like, fucking disgust kind of look after every little
interesting
comment? Yeah, her attitude. And it's, like, the talk of TikTok as well.
Ooh.
Yeah, everybody's saying the same thing, that her attitude just stinks. She's just very, she's not a girl's girl. You can tell from the off that she portrays to be this girl's girl. Super, super sweet. And don't get me wrong, I'm sure she's a lovely girl. But I reckon behind her back, it's a completely different story. And apparently it came out as well that when the start of Love Island happened, I only heard this yesterday, that when Love Island started, apparently when Andrew was like saying how interested he was in Tasha and stuff like that, and apparently Paige turned around and she was like, you know, she's partly deaf, you know, or she's practically deaf, kind of as if to say, like, doesn't that turn you off, kind of attitude. Yeah, so there's a lot of stuff coming out now.
I'd have to see a video of that.
Yeah, to be confirmed.
For someone to just be like, oh, that's
what I'm saying. I want to make it clear. I'm not saying this is all factual.
Allegedly,
it's just allegedly these things are all starting to come out now. Anyway, but again, I will say, if you're watching Love Island, just watch Paige's attitude. It's not great. Let me move on to Thursday night. Like I said, she's Ekin-Su, like, kind of reiterates to Reese that she's closed off to Davide. Nothing really happened Thursday night, to be honest.
To mention, since you were talking about Ekin-Su and Davide pied Natalia as well straight after Adam.
I'm getting to it.
Was that not like 5 minutes?
No, not the same episode.
Oh, I thought that was like 5 minutes.
No, it was the
afterwards.
Same night. You're right. It is the same night that it happened, but it wasn't on the same episode. I'm going day by day here.
Oh, you're going episode by episode. Yeah. Okay, sorry, my bad. I'm going to cut that out. Go again.
That's grand. So Thursday night, we had, like I said, Ekin-Su just kind of like reiterated that she was just all for Davide, which was grand. To be fair, I would say to Ekin-Su, she was very cool, calm, collected about the whole Natalia kind of stepping on, you know.
That's because she probably recognised that if she was in the same boat, she'd probably do something similar.
But you know what as well? I think as well, she could see, and it was kind of obvious, Davide wasn't really interested. Like, there was a conversation between him and Talia. He just looked uncomfortable. You know when you just see body language? He just looked uncomfortable watching. Like, in the previews of, like, tomorrow night, like, they make it look worse than what it actually is. So when they show Davide having a conversation with Talia, it looked intense. You're like, oh, here we go, and now there's going to be war. But when you actually see it, the poor man looked more uncomfortable, like, looked like he wanted to get out of there more than anything. But anyway, so moving on to Friday night, we had recoupling, where the girls got to, you know, choose the guy that they wanted to couple up with. And one thing I will say, Love Island producers were clever about this. Usually they let the bombshells go first because fucks everything up. Do you know what I mean? And we were like, oh, right, okay, girl's choice, Natalia's going to pick Adam. straight off the bat, she's going to pick out, she's going to pick Davide or something like that. Same with Lacey. We weren't too worried about Lacey because we knew Lacey was going to go for Lacey. Yeah. But we were like, Natalia's going to fuck Tilly. They let the newbies go last. And I think the reason why they did that is because they want to have their set couples now for the last week.
Yeah.
Whereas they knew if they let Natalia go first, she obviously would have picked Davide or picked Adam. And it's fucked everything up then.
It's that stage as well where people are voting for the most compatible couples. Exactly. And stuff like that. So
it would have just messed up the whole thing. Yeah. I'm like, what was the point of putting in the bombshells? But anyway, regardless, they all went last. She got stuck with Reese. Yada, yada, yada. Also, we had on the same night. So again, like, these episodes kind of roll into one into the next. Like, it's the same night in the villa, but like they roll into the same episode. Davide then actually pies off Natalia as well, but it's two separate episodes, but this happens in the one night, so it's actually fucking hilarious when you watch it. Davide can see Adam over at the fire pit talking to Natalia when Adam told Natalia that he wanted to be exclusive to Paige. He's not interested, but best of luck. Davide has seen all this happening. He was sitting beside Ekansu and India and stuff like that at the time, and he was kind of like telling Ekansu, like, you know, she was talking about Adam doing it to her, and Davide was like, yeah, but like we're the same, like we're exclusive, me and you, blah blah blah. And then, to be fair, Ekansu said nothing. You could tell the girl was like on the inside kind of thing, because he
delighted.
It was the first time he actually said it, that they were exclusive kind of thing. But she was like super cool about it. And then next minute, when they were walking away, as Natalia was walking away from, bear in mind, she just got pied by Adam. As Natalia was walking away from Adam, Davide just like looks at Ekansu, was like, will I do it now? I feel like this is like, she's walking away. Should I grab her now? And then he just gets up and goes, Natalia, can I pull you for a chat really quick? And you knew straight away what he was going to do, because she's seen Davide look at her and Adam. So she knew it was coming. So as we're walking back to the fire, she was like, I felt like it was a bit smart, remarkable, to be honest. And I felt like it was a bit of a dig there to Ekansu, because she turned around to Davide and she was like, oh, don't tell me you're about to do the same thing. And he was like, do what? And then she was like, oh, don't tell me you're going to be like, oh, me and Ekansu are all exclusive now, blah, 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 blah. Did she tell you to come and do this? Automatically assumed, ooh, it was the woman. And I was like, that's shady as fuck for a start. Ekansu didn't say shit. She didn't even say anything when he said he was going to go and talk to her. Like, she didn't say anything. So I was like, if you're a girl's girl, don't be shady. Don't do that. But yeah, she wasn't impressed. She got fobbed off, but it was the quickest. Adam was more elaborate. You know, Adam was like very much like, you're a nice girl, I wish you all the best. Davide is like, what I have with Ekansu was good, so goodbye.
I love Davide.
He's just Davide. Straight to the point. Like, there's no messing around.
I don't think he has enough. Like, he's obviously got very good English, but he doesn't have enough there that he could kind of come up with the elaborate stuff to say anyway. So he's like, I'll just say how he is. I like Ekansu, nothing for you. Yeah. You know, I like his approach.
On the same night, we had a public vote for the most compatible couple. So the new girls, Natalia and Lacey, and new boys, Reese, along with Deji, were all sent home. Mm-hmm. So two couples that night were sent home. Like I said, they're trying to round up their last few couples now, their last remaining couples. Then we have Monday night. So we had Dami in India said that they dropped the album. Lots of albums being dropped. This is where things got quite interesting. I was like, dude, get back in your box. Luca, Adam have a conversation about the girls, about Gemma and
who
about
is
Ekansu. And Luca came out and said that Paige turned around to Luca and was like, oh, do you think you're punching? I can't remember how the conversation came
up. Who is punching was basically the
who
whole
was
topic
punching? The whole, yeah, the whole topic. And Luca turned and Paige was like, oh, do you think you're punching with Gemma? And he was like, no. But he said it was such fucking, I don't know, swag. I don't know what, I don't even know how to explain it, but he was just like,
it wasn't like it was a joke.
It wasn't. It was like, no, I'm not, like, fucking,
you
I'm not punching.
You can, like, you get lads sometimes would do it in a jokey manner.
Yeah.
Be like, oh yeah, like if we were doing it, I'd be like, oh, clearly Chelsea's punching.
Yeah.
Like, oh, look at
when
catch,
you hear
you'd know
a tone of voice, you know. But he said it in such a serious tone of voice that you're like, is he taking the piss? Like, and he kept, but he repeated it. It's not for the fact he said it once and then laughed it off. He repeated it again. He was like, I'm not punching. I don't care what anybody says. I'm not punching. If anything, she's punching. I'm like, dude, have you seen this girl? And you're telling me that you're not punching. Anyway. And then Adam said, to be fair, Adam did say that he felt like he was punching with Paige.
Paige, yeah.
Granted, she's a stunning girl. But anyway. But then he comes around, completely fucks up what he just said and goes, Ekansu is definitely punching with Davide. I was like, again, I know Davide is a handsome man, don't get me wrong, but what the fuck? Are y'all blind? Do you not see Ekansu? Like,
hold on, are we now saying punching is only related to how good looking you are?
But that's what they were talking about. In that conversation, that's what they were talking
about.
Well,
only specifically about
only looks.
Only looks,
yeah.
See, I didn't think it was just about looks. I thought they were talking about personalities. Because if we were talking about personality and stuff, I normally would say that Ekansu was kind of punching with Davide. Because I really like Davide.
Yeah, no, I'm not saying that. But this was purely based upon looks. And I was like, that's a bit fucking... Mm. Again, it's a bit shady to say that. Like, I don't know. I don't even know why that became a topic, to be honest. Because I feel like that shouldn't be a topic in general. I really don't. Like,
what about who's punching?
About who's punching? Like,
do you only like? I wouldn't think a conversation about who's punching in terms of looks, but I think who's punching in terms of the whole person in general.
Mm.
Like, who is more well rounded, or who is the like who's doing better in that relationship? Who is reaching and who is settling, as they say?
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
I wouldn't call it punching then. I wouldn't. Well. That's reaching. Reaching is the same thing as punching. That's what they would say. But like, you know, I wouldn't just put it down to looks, because looks is just very shallow. Whereas if you kind of step back and go, okay, that person might be better looking, but actually in that couple, like that person is the better person of the two of them in terms of the roundedness.
Personality-wise and stuff like that, yeah.
Because like if we were, let's go back to the example there of Davide and Ekansu.
Yeah.
Ekansu, like you would say...
She's a drama queen.
Well, I was getting to the looks first. I was going, yeah, obviously very attractive individual. Mm. Davide is also very attractive, but you would say Davide is punching there. But if you were to then go rounded as an individual.
I would never say Davide was punching there either.
Listen, let me finish. But then if you go personality-wise and the whole rounded person, I would say, actually, Ekansu is punching because Davide is great.
Here's the question for you. If you put us into the equation.
Oh, I'm punching every time.
What? With personality?
Why are you thinking that your punching becomes personality?
You were just talking about personality. That's why I just went straight for that.
You aren't going both of them here. Looks-wise, I'm punching. Personality-wise, I'm still punching.
Nah.
This is why I train 3 nights a week in boxing. Because I'm so used to punching. Here you go. Bombshell there for you.
I think we are massively equal when it comes to that. Because there's so, like... Often I feel it's that exact same. Often I look at Tiger and I'm like, I am totally fucking punching.
I get reminded. Yeah, but you see, big difference there is, right? You might feel like that, but no one's ever saying, you're punching, girl, you're punching, right? Every single friend of mine, relations, everyone, they're like, Jesus, you're doing well, boy. You're doing well. And I'm like, oh, no, I'm doing well. Don't tell her, she'll leave.
No, I think, do you know why it is? I feel like the fact that, like, I don't know what it is. I always say this. I'm like, I don't know what it is about Tig. Tig is different. I'm going to come off this topic now, but I've thought Tig is different. I can't, genuinely, I struggle to put it into words sometimes, but Tig is different where I genuinely feel equal. Does that make any sense? But at the same time, I often look at him and go, what the fuck does he see in me like? There's often.
I thought you were about to say the opposite. Like,
no!
Sometimes I look at him and I think, what the fuck is... What am I doing? What is he? Why?
No.
What? How is he still here?
You get my last hit now.
What was I thinking? Love the bones, yeah. You're going, what was I thinking? Settling. Does he have any idea how lucky he is?
I often think that. Does he realise how lucky he is? Mate? Do you know what I mean? But anyway, moving on. Anyway, so this is where shit just got too fucking funny. And you'll agree because you watched it. We had the talent show.
Oh my God.
Now, I would like to point out, in recent years when we had the talent show, there's actually been talented people on it. You'd had one or two, maybe three max. They'd be like, Jesus, they could actually make a career out of what they just did. Like singing, dancing, whatever. This year was an absolute shambles. Who in the name of God, like... Surely they're prepped going in there going, lads,
you have
you
to have
know
a talent
if you make it to the final, you're going to be a part of the talent show. I don't think any of these were briefed at all because it was an absolute shit show. The only person that I thought was decent was Danica. That girl can dance. She can move.
Hold on now.
Let me finish my sentence. Or Andrew. I thought his act was witty. I quite enjoyed it, to be honest. I quite enjoyed
I forgot
Andrew's act. He was doing the whole real estate. They had like a little kind of like a 3D kind of thing of the villa.
They had a little model of the villa,
little
yeah.
model of the villa, and he was pretending to sell it. And I can't even remember half the shit he said.
He just roasted he just everyone. Roasted,
including Tasha. Like, it was the funniest shit ever. But the peak,
it might as well have been a comedy routine.
The peak of that talent show for me. Now, it's all over TikTok that it was India, and God love her. God love her. She gave it a shot and she didn't stop until she finished. But the peak of that for me was definitely Luca singing Breaking Free from High School Musical. I wet myself laughing.
Do you know who slid under the radar with a very good talent that not a lot of people talked about was Adam's
magic trick. Yeah,
it
yeah,
was
yeah.
really good.
Yeah, it wasn't that bad, like, to be fair. Like.
And it was, I think it was because it was the first one that they showed as well.
Yeah.
That, like, it was like, boom, job done. And you're kind of going, oh, like, that was pretty good.
Yeah, it was actually pretty good. But I just have to say, God love them. They're not a talented bunch.
No, they are
not. They're really not. Like I said, Danica is a fantastic dancer. That girl can move. I'm very surprised Tasha didn't dance, because Tasha's a dancer. Like, so I was very surprised that she didn't dance either. But yeah, just, you know, producers of Love Island, next year, just brief them properly. You know,
I think you want car crash.
Maybe teach them a little bit.
Nah,
I don't know.
Let them be car crashes. That's
and
what
then
I
we
say.
Had last night, right? So this is up to date. So this is Tuesday to Tuesday. We are recording this the day before this comes out. So then we had... Which, this is where things got quite like, oh, is there going to be cracks? We had a group challenge where it was the girls that had to like do the challenge against the boys kind of thing. Like, so basically the girls had to pretend to be air hostess kind of thing, have their own airline kind of thing. And they had to like, and the boys were strapped into their seats and stuff like that. Moving on, you kind of know, you kind of get it. The girls have to be all seductive and sexy and, you know, do the challenge in a certain way. And they were voted who was the sexiest or who whatever. When it came to Gemma's, I feel like she was quite tamed, to be honest, compared to the other girls.
She
the girls
does
were grinding
kind of,
and bumping and stuff like yeah. that, whatever. But also you have to take into account that Gemma has done shag all. She's done fuck all since she's come into the villa. She's been glued to Luca's hip. Luca's been her shadow since she walked in there. And I feel like it's only ever so often you see Gemma actually really participate in the challenges. At the end of the day, it's a challenge. They went in there, they know what Love Island is about.
Mm.
Regardless if you're in an exclusive couple or whatever, you know what Love Island is about. You know there's going to be overstepping or whatever to win a challenge, regardless. In the challenge, like I said, the girls had to be seductive, sexy, all that sort of stuff, and kind of like show off their airline. When it came to Gemma's, Gemma was moving down the line. She had to strap in every single guy in their seats. When it came to Adam, she like, I'd say grazed. I'm going to use the words grazed. She grazed like and licked Adam's chest, right? That's all she did. And then when she came to Andrew, she licked his ear. Now, again, I'm going to use the word grazed. She barely licked him. It's not like she licked him from head to toe. That's a proper lick. Do you know what I mean? She glazed off them like she was taking a lick of an ice cream. That kind of glaze. Luca had a face on him like a well-slapped arse. Like a bulldog chewing a wasp. Like, it's like the second she did it, he was laughing, joking, oh, that's my girl kind of attitude. The second she literally licked Andrew, his face just went vroom. Like, it just dropped straight away. And then she went to all the other lads. And then he made a complete show of her when she went back, because obviously she left Luca to last, yeah. as you would. When she went back to Luca, he fucking shoved her off. I was like, what was that about? Everyone laughed it off. She laughed it off, in fairness. But if that was me, I was like, why would you do that? That's the second time he's embarrassed her on Love Island. Like, but anyway, moving on. She continued with the challenge. She laughed it off, all that sort of stuff. When they went back to the villa, Luca was in a foul humor. And obviously Gemma could see that. Gemma could see that he was pissed off and she knew why he was pissed off. So she wasn't entertaining her. So she wasn't going near him all that whole day. And then it just got to the stage where she came over to the swimming pool. Luca was there and he was like, you all right? And she was like, yeah, I'm fine. Are you all right? And he was like, yeah, I'm sound. And then it was just kind of like straight word answers.
Yeah, yeah.
So when they went for the chat, she pulled him up on it and was like, what's your problem? Why have you got an attitude? Why in the mood with me? I'm not in the mood. I'm fine. I'm this, I'm that. I'm not angry, whatever.
Clearly the biggest
And the next
ever,
minute
like.
He goes, well, obviously it wasn't nice for me to see you like licking the other lads and all that sort of stuff. And he was like, but I understand it's a challenge and I can't say I'm mad at you. And she's like, so you were mad at me. Why did you say you weren't when you were? And that's all he was fixating on, the fact that like he didn't like the fact of what she was doing. He was like, oh yeah, it's a challenge, but whatever. I feel like that would have been Gemma's perfect opportunity to be like, we're done. Like the way he was telling her to fuck off, you know, speaking to her like she was, I don't know, a piece of shit on his shoe. I did not like his attitude towards her. He was just being really disrespectful to her. And it's like he was actually accusing her of fucking cheating on him. Mm. Like, you were literally there. You saw it all happen. But yet you had no problem with Paige. Like, Paige licked him. But yeah, he had no problem with Paige licking him. Like, it's double standards, the way I look at.
He's super condescending.
He's condescending. He's controlling. It's a very narcissistic.
Yeah.
Like,
toxic traits.
Oh, massive.
Red flags everywhere.
And I was like, so at the end of that episode, so basically that whole episode was kind of like veered around those two. He's got the whole toxic, like everything about Luca is just toxic, in my opinion. And like I said, I'm not going to say it's facts, but it's all over social media. All of his friends from school, people, apparently there's two girls that have come out and said they were bullied by Luca, that he's always been like this, basically. He's been very toxic towards women. Guarantee you, when the second they come out of that villa,
they'll break up.
Her parents, I'm telling you, will swoop straight in and be like, you have no idea the kind of shit that we've been seeing. All this sort of stuff. Like, I'm telling you now, even Luca's parents,
they keep apologising for him, don't
Luca's
they?
Luca's parents are apologising on his behalf, to be like, we didn't raise him to be like this. We don't agree with what he's doing. Like, even his own parents are saying that. He's screwed. Luca is screwed when he comes
out.
He's
going to get some landing.
Massive.
And he's going to be like, whoa.
And Dami's going to be no better. Dami won't get as hard as him, because Dami has redeemed himself a little bit. But Luca's screwed, because Luca's just been the same throughout the whole thing. Like, it's just weird the way he goes on. Like, and even after the conversation I had with her on the terrace, when she walked off, he was like, do you even want to be with me? And then she was like, well, obviously. And then he was like, right, cool. And then he just like laid down on the couch on the terrace and pulled out his phone. And I'm like, you ignorant piece of shit. And I'm more frustrated at the fact that she's taken that. Like, if me and you had words, and the next minute you're like, all right, cool.
And the great irony,
like, you don't even like sort it out.
She's, for her age, she's actually very mature. But then we also have to look back.
Mature.
She's still 19. Like,
yeah, but she's more mature than him.
Oh, 100%. That's what's, I'm not saying she's not. But like, at that age, like, sometimes you really do forget that, like, you need to just go, hold on now a second. Like, who do you think you are talking to me like that? Do you know, at 19, some people, they forget that, like, they don't, because they haven't had years and years of experience within relationships and knowing what their value is and knowing what's acceptable.
They don't know
not.
How to react in that
they
situation.
They don't know how to react in that yeah. situation. And sometimes, like after this, I've no doubt her next relationship will be like, actually, I didn't like any of that stuff. Mm-hmm. And I will 100% be saying that.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah. That's my
thing. So anyway, the end of that episode was another recoupling. It was the public vote of the most compatible couple that they have. And in the bottom three, now I don't know who's gone home, but by the time this comes out,
one of them will be gone.
One of these couples will be gone home. So the episode ended with Dami and India.
Oh.
Danica and Jamie.
Fair enough.
And Adam and Paige.
Oh
yeah,
that's quite an interesting
one. They're the bottom three, and it's a public vote. It's not the Love Islanders that are like sending them home. It's a public vote, so whoever goes home tonight is because of the public vote. Yeah, I reckon it will be Danica and Jamie.
I do too. I think,
or it'll be Paige and Adam.
Is this because of what you saw recently?
Boring as fuck.
Well, there was also that other part that came out in social media recently, that apparently whoever's running Adam's social media page, like, they were like, oh, someone commented being like, oh, delighted to see Adam and Paige after coupling or whatever, you know, I think that they have a good chance of winning now. And then whoever's running Paige was like, well, you know what, you know, Adam, you know, you gotta be in it to win it. And it was almost kind of this whole thing of, he's coupled up with her so that he can go
for convenience. Oh, easy, but sure. Tyke, I'd say like a quarter of who's in there is only there to win.
Well, let's get
on
to,
only in there for the boohoo and the pretty little thing fucking deals. That's all they're in there for.
Well, let's talk about that now, because I'm like, right, before we finish this section, because obviously by the time next week's episode comes out, the show will be over.
Yes.
Who do you think is going to win? Who's your money on?
My money is on Ekin-Su and Davide.
I would agree. Second place?
Second place, purely because I'd say it's the guilt. It's guilt from the public to feel sorry for her. It'll be Luca and Gemma.
No, I don't think so.
Or it'll be Tasha and India. Or Tasha and Andrew.
I actually think that she'll be lower down. My top three.
I would like Danica to be in the final, but I can't see it happening. That girl has been in the bottom three so many times now. And I don't know why, because she's the nicest girl. She's the nicest of them all, in my opinion. Like,
look, it is what it is, I suppose. I think you're going to find it'll be Davide and Ekin-Su.
Mm-hmm.
I think Paige and Adam are going to come second. Even though they're boring, he has a big following, you see.
I can't see it. You don't. So you didn't watch the year the last time Adam was in. A lot of people still have a lot of hatred for that.
Yeah, but
man,
don't forget, you're voting for your favourite, not your least. You're not going the opposite. You're like not voting down. You're only ever voting up.
I know you're voting
so
up.
So as long as he's a lot of followers that are like, oh yeah, he's so mature from last time.
I don't know.
But I would say Davide and Ekin-Su, Adam and Paige. And then I would say Dami and India.
Demi and India could be a good shout.
I think
there'd
be a secret top three. I think Luca has ruined it for Gemma and Luca.
Oh, Luca has ruined it massively.
I think.
But I reckon if they are in the final, it'll be because purely of guilt for Gemma. Feeling bad for the girl, I'd say.
I think Gemma would win it if it wasn't for Luca.
Oh yeah, she'd probably win on run. 100%.
And then I think Andrew and Natasha will actually be quite low as well.
Oh, I don't know. Do you know what? This show has thrown so many bombshells. But tonight's episode, I might as well say it, but tonight's episode is the babies.
Yeah. I don't know what I watch it or not, but I've heard a good episode about this one.
It's so, like, it's too funny the way they react. Like, the year that Maura Higgins was in it, I'll never get over it. It was too funny. But yeah, tonight's where they get fake babies and to see how they react. So that means the parents are coming either Thursday or Friday night, I'd say. It'd be Thursday or Friday, because they have the ball and everything to do, yeah.
We'll have to wait and see, because right now we're moving off of it and we're going on to the best bit at the end, the one that everyone loves to vote for on Instagram. It's That's a Bop.
Or Stop.
Right, so last week I managed to sneak another one through. I don't know what...
No, do you know why he sneaked it through this week? And I want to make it very known, because we have a cheater in our midst. Because the only reason he got that extra 8-9% over me is because you shared it to your personal Instagram account to get the extra votes.
Hold on now a second.
That's cheating.
Hold on now a second.
Cheating.
A win is a win. People are voting.
Cheating.
That's not my fault.
Cheating.
Also, you don't know if they're coming from my personal page either.
Bullshit,
man. You
don't
know these things.
Bullshit.
Listen,
it
doesn't matter.
Bullshit.
Listen, that's because you're losing.
I'm not a sore loser.
All
I know is I may be losing, but at least I'm not a cheater.
Anyway, look, the main thing is I won another week. But as a gentleman, I'm going to let you go first. This week, our topic is obviously...
Planes, trains and automobiles.
So what have you got for us?
I have gone for Fast Car by Tracy Chapman.
Oh, that's a good one. That is a good one.
Will I play it?
You give us a little piece. Why not? I'm now worrying about mine.
Just in case. Do you know what? I actually thought you were going to go for that.
No. I've gone a bit out of there again. Like.
So this is my one. Everybody knows this song.
Oh, I think you've got it. Oh God, this is gonna.
That is true.
Oh, that is very good. Maybe together we can get somewhere. Any place is better. Starting from zero, got nothing to lose. Maybe we'll make something. The thing is, when it comes to this, myself,
I
got nothing to prove.
I have it in the bag this week. I don't care what anyone says.
You always remember new songs.
Tracy Chapman is not a new song.
Well, like, it's new.
1988.
Well, 88?
1988.
No way.
Swear to fuck.
Fast Cars is 88.
1988, Tracy Chapman. I literally looked up the year before we did this because I wanted to make sure I knew the year it came out.
Jesus.
1988 is when that came out.
Oh, well then, do I try and out-modern you? I was going to go old school. I was going to go old school. I was going to go with, I had...
You can only pick one.
Oh, no, I'm just telling you the ones that I turned down. I had Crazy Train by Ozzy Osbourne. I had Highway to Hell.
Oh, I was looking at that one as well. Yeah. I was like, SEDC.
Also had Highway to the Danger Zone.
Okay.
Very topical because of Top Gun. But I've gone slightly more modern because I was on. Snow Patrol, Chasing Cars.
Oh!
I'll have to get past my YouTube ad now.
That is an absolute tune. Yeah, I have to say,
like, it's going to be one of those ones. It's going to be close.
Oh, I feel like it's going to be neck and neck, you know? That is going to... I feel like we're going to be neck and neck.
This is going to be close.
Yours is more depressing, though. Not going to lie.
But it's popular, though.
Would you lie with me and... just forget the world.
I feel like we belong in the Love Island talent show.
That's very depressing type.
Hold on. But it's popular.
Oh, it's a popular song. But you've got two different vibes here. Although both of them are quite mellow. Anyway, It's up to you guys. It doesn't matter what we think. We just personally think that we both have it in the bag. But it's up to you guys to go and decide. So make sure to go over to our Instagram and vote of which one you think is a bop and which one you think is an ass stop.
Ass stop. Anyway, that's it from us this week, really.
That is it from us this week, guys. We hope you all have an amazing weekend, whatever you get up to this bank holiday weekend if you're in Ireland. Tig is off to the UK.
Yeah, got a wedding this weekend. Going to probably spend all of my time flying, editing that video for YouTube because we desperately need to get it up.
And I'm going up to see my family. Go have an amazing weekend, whatever you get up to. And make sure to go and subscribe to our YouTube channel. Tell your friends, your families, your next door neighbour, your grandmother. I don't care. Share, spread the word. Keep an eye out because we've got amazing, amazing videos coming to you soon. Keep on keeping on.
And if you're telling anyone about the podcast and they're like, oh, where can I listen? Where would we happen to be able to listen to this podcast?
You've got
loads of different
options.
You've
got loads of avenues. You've got Spotify. You've got Apple Music.
Amazon. You've got Acast itself. I never mentioned that one. You can watch us or listen to us on YouTube.
Yeah. But also, we just want to take an opportunity to say thank you so, so much. We mentioned it in our Patreon last week, but we are coming to the latter end of season two soon. We've only got a couple of more episodes to go, but we just wanted to say a massive thank you to every single one of you who has supported us massively since day one. We honestly wouldn't be able to do it without you. And we're just excited to keep doing what we're doing because we do it for you guys and we love doing it.
Yeah. So if you want to help us out, you can either sign up to the Patreon or even just share our shit.
Just share it.
Because it helps us.
Shit.
It all helps.
Anyway, we're off to get some din-dins. Go have an amazing weekend. And we will catch you next week.
Keep it live, gangster.
Bye.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.